Hello, and welcome to the blog. This blog is about staff training programs. Staff training is important because your future success is dependent on the performance of your staff. If your staff perform well, then you will achieve your goals and you will be successful. If your staff don't perform well, then you will not achieve your goals and you may fail. In order to get the best from each individual member of staff, you may need to provide them with training. Everyone can improve their performance, and this improvement can be accelerated by a well-designed training program. Well-designed training programs can give your team the specific knowledge and skill sets that can help them to improve their individual and team performance. Question: what are the skill sets that they need to improve their performance? There are six major skill sets they need to improve performance. Here they are: 1. The ability to set and achieve clear goals. 2. The ability to plan ahead and properly organize resources, people, and tasks. 3. The ability to overcome procrastination and take consistent action, i.e., to work the plan that will achieve the goal. 4. The ability to notice what elements of the plan and team performance are strong, and to effectively capitalize on the team's strengths. 5. The ability to notice what elements of the team performance are weak, and to work to eliminate any team errors or failings. 6. The ability to embrace change in order to continually improve the team and individual performance, so that every year there is a measurable improvement in team productivity. Let us make notes on each of these major skill sets. 1. The ability to set and achieve clear goals. Success is defined as the achievement of a worthwhile and valuable goal. Therefore, in order to be successful, it is essential that each person in the team is aware of the goal and is committed to achieving it. We call this quality goal focus. Goal focus is the mental act of identifying a worthwhile and valuable goal and concentrating on the achievement of that goal for the length of time necessary to achieve it. That length of time is usually months, years, or even decades. Goal focus is not the usual state of affairs because most people are focusing only on today and tomorrow. They don't think about next year, or 3 years, or 5 years from now. They say, "Live for today. You might be run over by a bus tomorrow. Don't worry. Be happy." You have heard these sentiments. But all successful people are future-orientated, goal-focused individuals. They do think about where they want to be 1 year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. Long-range goal focus is important because most goals are difficult. They take months and years to achieve. It takes years to do anything worthwhile. And this fact makes goal focus the number one quality that needs to be cultivated in each member of the team. Training on goal setting is therefore an integral part of your staff training program. 2. The ability to plan ahead and properly organize resources, people, and tasks. The moment the goal has been agreed, then a plan must be drawn up. A plan that is capable of achieving the goal. A plan that is intelligent, detailed, and logical. The plan represents the blueprint that lays down the steps that have to be taken in order to achieve the goal. The goal represents what you want to achieve. The plan represents how you intend to achieve it. Obviously, a goal without a plan is worthless. Obviously, a goal with an intelligent, detailed, and logical plan is priceless. The goal must be intelligent, meaning that it must take into account all the facts. It must take into account the resources that are available. It must take into account the limitations that are in operation. It must detail who is going to do what, by what means, and by when. The plan must be a logical analysis of the steps that must be taken in the right order, in the right way. Build the plans. Plan, prepare, delegate, organize. Don't guess, don't make it up as you go. Planning and time management skills are an integral part of your staff training program. 3. the ability to overcome procrastination and take consistent action to work the plan that will achieve the goal. The plan is only a theory. It must be put into practice. A plan won't work unless you do. A plan must be put into action. This means work. This means effort. This means labor. Some people don't like working hard. They shirk off. They procrastinate. They don't do what they are supposed to do. They spend too long in tea breaks, they are late back from lunch, and they are first out of the door at closing time. The willingness to exert effort and work hard to implement the plan is the next element of the staff training. How many people in your staff are enthusiastic and hardworking? And how many are not? How many are doing all they can, and how many are doing the minimum they can get away with? How many are dedicated, and how many are not? Motivation and a positive mental attitude towards work is an integral part of the staff development training. Without work, nothing works. 4. The ability to notice what elements of the team performance is strong, and to effectively play to the team's strengths. When the plan is implemented, the results will soon become apparent. The results will come, and it will be seen that they can be put into two major categories. Good results. Not good results. If your actions are creating good results, it means that the plan was sound, and the actions were well executed, and therefore you should keep doing what you are doing. The plan is giving you what you expected. Or it is giving you better than what you expected. If this is the case, press on. Work like crazy and press home your advantage. Recognition of good work is an integral part of your staff training. Recognize and reward good work. 5. The ability to notice what elements of the team performance is weak, and to work to eliminate any team errors and weaknesses. But recognize too that you will create negative results. Negative results mean that your current actions are not working, you are not getting what you wanted, you are getting poor results, or even worse, painful consequences and defeats. This means that your plans were faulty, or the implementation of your plans was less than perfect. Or both bad planning and bad performance. If this is the case, it is important that you are able to recognize that you are wrong. This is for many people a skill they don't possess. They cannot admit that they are wrong. They assume that they are right, but the rest of the universe is wrong. Therefore, they assume that the universe should change, and that they don't need to. The ability to learn from setbacks, errors, omissions, mistakes, failure, and defeats is a crucial and vital skill. It is also a rare skill. The ability to learn from setbacks, errors, omissions, mistakes, failure, and defeat is an integral part of your staff development training. 6. The ability to embrace change in order to continually improve team and individual performance so that every year there is a measurable improvement in team productivity. Once one has accepted the fact that one's performance is imperfect, the next stage is to be willing to make changes. Improvement implies change. Improvement demands change. Improvement demands adaptive, intelligent, and evolutionary change. Adaptive means according to the changing environmental pressures. Intelligent means thought through carefully. Evolutionary means a commitment to ever-increasing levels of perfection towards a complete adaptation to your firm, your function, and your business environment. Intelligent design and evolutionary change. The willingness to change and to evolve into new forms and to let go of extinct ways of doing business is another vital skill. It is also rare. Many people don't like change. They resist change. They would rather not bother. They would rather simply repeat this year what they did last year and the year before that, they say. I'm not changing, no way. But change is upon us. And in order to survive and prosper, we must evolve and change. Therefore, change management and continuous improvement is an integral part of your staff development training. Your staff development training should be based on 6 key skill sets. 1. Setting goals. 2. Building plans. 3. Dedicated action. 4. Positive feedback. 5. Negative feedback. 6. Adaptive change. If you want a staff training that incorporates these themes, then please call us. Thank you.